here are some bull bits for you.
Wait, did you say bits?
Yeah, buddy. That's what I said. Bull bits. On 95.3 The Bull.
I love this guy. All right, here we go. As far as your Rockford Rivets go, the season opened their home opener yesterday. Last night, the Rockford Rivets, big Park Chamber of Commerce ribbon cutting with Bluffs Park and Chesney Park. And a lot of people were there. And then the Rivets go out and lose the game. It's a tough loss, 8-6 to the Kenosha Kingfish.
You never want to lose the first game. But, I mean, it's 50-50, right? Somebody has to win. Somebody has to lose.
Right.
Thomas Rhett and his daughter Ada had a very interesting conversation the other day. Apparently, Ada does not understand why people like her dad. He said to CountryNow.com that we were walking around and there was a group of girls that wanted to take a picture with me, with Thomas Rhett. And his five-year-old, Ada, looked at him and said, "Why do people like you?" And he said, "What if you saw Moana walking down the street? Wouldn't you want to say hey and get a picture?" She said, "Yeah." And he said the same thing, and she still does not understand why people like her dad.
In time. In time. Well, finally, it's time for lacrosse at Boylan High School. Looking forward to the spring of 2024. It looks like lacrosse is one of the newest IHSA sports as boys and girls lacrosse come into the fold back in 2018 or so, and now schools are starting to pick it up. So Boylan students will be able to play lacrosse outside now for a sport in the state, not just for fun in a class.
Very cool. So. And on the topic of sports, we look at LSU, the Louisiana State University Tigers, play in one of the hottest areas of the country. They play football every year, obviously. But now it might be a little cooler because their helmets are going to contain air conditioning.
Air conditioning?
Yes. So, I mean, when it's 105 degrees in Death Valley, they'll at least feel a little bit cooler inside their helmets. The players apparently love them because it will allow them to stay cool on the bayou.
Well, Rockford firefighters rescued a dog that fell into a 13-foot deep abandoned well yesterday. After 3 hours of trying to figure out how to get the dog, Kobe, who fell into the hole after he was chasing a wild animal, like a little rodent, you know, a chipmunk or something
right,
like that.
Right, his job.
Went down the pipe, got trapped underground 13 feet. By gosh, Public Works Department, Winnebago County Animal Control, and the firefighters got him out healthy.
Yeah. That's what we like to hear.
Three
Good
hours.
For Kobe.
It was great. Kobe's
shout
happy.
Shout out to the fire department, too, right?
Bones for everybody.
Yeah. I have another one from the world of sports, Steve. Barry Bonds is getting a documentary made about him by HBO. I am curious to know where you stand on his controversial career. Should the home runs that he hit stand? Should he have the all-time home run record? What do you think? With all the steroids and stuff, I'm of the belief that they should stand. I still think it's an incredibly difficult task to hit that many home runs in a career. I've always been a big Barry Bonds fan.
Okay, well, they're going to have Sammy Sosa too then?
Yeah, and Mark McGwire.
Mark
I think
McGwire?
They should all stand.
Now, if you're going to do one, you got to do them all.
Everybody except Ryan Braun, because I despise that guy.
Tomorrow is National Donut Day. Krispy Kreme stores are going to be giving away free donuts to all guests with no purchase necessary. So is By the Dozen Bakery in McChesney Park and in Huntley.
And we'll be there tomorrow morning. It'll be very cool. We get a free glazed donut, and we'll be bringing you all the delicious fun on our State Line Sunrise video tomorrow morning at 953 The Bull on Facebook.
Yeah. So By the Dozen Bakery, I misspoke. It's in Harvard, not Huntley. So it's Harvard and in McChesney Park. So can't wait for my donuts. And finally, all I have last note here is John Cena and Jackie Chan have filmed a new action comedy together. It's called Hidden Strike.
Okay.
The original title of the film was Snafu, but they decided to change that. No release date yet. But it's going to go straight to video on demand, not going to be at the big theaters.
Are we going to be able to see either one of them in the show? Because obviously, you know, John Cena's thing is you can't,
see me.
And Jackie Chan moves like light, doesn't he? He's like lightning fast.
Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth. So there you go. That's your Bull Bits for today.